Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 231 for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly down Wednesday morning, retreating from overnight gains as losses in the Chicago soy complex and a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was up 60 cents to down $2, most months down, the March contract down $1.90 at $485.80 per ton. The Bank of Canada announced that it was leaving its key overnight interest rate unchanged at 0.5% this morning. That triggered a modest turn higher in the still relatively weak Canadian dollar, as many economists had expected the bank to cut rates. The firmer currency cuts into crush margins and export demand. However, canola is still looking attractively priced, as the Canadian dollar is still at its worst levels in over a decade. The nearby technical signals are also looking somewhat constructive. That's helping keep the canola market range-bound overall. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat futures are down while corn is posting small gains. Soybeans down 4 to 8 cents, the March contract down 8 at $8.75 per bushel. Nearby chart signals have turned bearish for soybeans, accounting for some of the selling pressure. Losses in crude oil and the ongoing unrest in the global financial markets contributed to the declines, with the softening demand for grains and oilseeds a possibility as well. However, weather uncertainty in parts of South America did lend support, with some soybean growing areas still too dry and others now dealing with too much moisture. For corn, prices are steady to up a penny, the March contract 1 cent higher at $3.68 per bushel. Corn was holding closer to unchanged compared to beans, as recent technical signals are looking a bit more supportive. Weather issues in Argentina were also said to be underpinning the corn futures. However, a bird flu outbreak in Indiana was weighing on prices, while the losses in crude oil were also bearish for the ethanol-linked grain. Wheat is down 2 to 4 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.70 per bushel. Ample world wheat supplies and the fact that U.S. wheat remains uncompetitive into many markets continued to weigh on prices. However, the threat that cold temperatures could cause winter kill damage to wheat crops in some parts of the world did help underpin the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.